This presentation is brought to you by iAwaken.org, a not-for-profit organization. We hope you enjoy the presentation. Please observe the copyright terms to which you have agreed.
The Pnei Yeshua's kasha was why the Gemara, when it says Ve'ile Rav de'omar kulo mishoiro lamadlu haynu shoir, if we're going to go like Rav, he says we learn it all from shoir, then that is the same as shoir. Ask the Pnei Yeshua, what do you mean it's the same as shoir? Maybe this is the example of lav kiyotze bohem. Because all along, how did we establish that the tilde was kiyotze the av? By the fact that the tilde had the same properties as the av. For example, we said in the case of the tildes of keren, nagifa, nashicha, and so on, maishna keren the kavanos lahazik, haninami kavanos lahazik. And we examined the properties of each tilde and compared it to the properties of the av. And when we found that the av of the tilde matched in its properties, we said it's kiyotzebe. Here, however, asked the Pnei Yeshua, Avnei Sakinu Maso does not match in properties to the Shoyer. Shoyer is Yesh Beruachayim, the Avnei Sakinu Maso is Ein Beruachayim. Shoyer is Kavanos Lahazik. Avnei Sakinu Maso is not Kavanos Lahazik. So Avnei Sakinu Maso, even though Rav learns it like Shoyer, it lacks all the very properties of Shoyer, and therefore this surely should be the example of Lav Kiyitzeboyim. That's the Pnei Yeshua's Kasha. Remember that. Now that kasha the Brisker Rov answers as well. Have you got the Brisker Rov in front of you as well? On the Omud Samach Vov, the top of the second column, you remember the Yesod of the Brisker Rov was that there are two elements to the Chiyuvim of an Av. The one is its general Chiyuv, whether you're Chayiv or you're Potter, whether you have to pay or you don't. Having established that you have to pay, there's a second stage of the analysis, and that is, which av does it belong to? What specific halachas apply to it? And that is a function of its definition. If it is defined as shoyer, then a tam will pay chatzin ezik. If it is defined as esh, then there will be a ptur of tamun. If it is defined as bo, then odom v'kelim will be potur. That has to do with its definition, not with its essence. That's the yesod of the Brisker Rov. Now he goes on to say, v'yesod dover ze misbar gam mehod desfile l'rav, this Yesod is also clear from this which Rav holds, that Avna, Sakinu, and Masui, which are left in Rishus HaRabim and damage, if they are not Hefkir, they are Shur, and you're Chayiv for this Kekelim. I asked the Brisker Rov, clearly Avnei Sakinu and Masor cannot be deduced from Shoyer alone, kivan she'ein bohen ruach chayim, because you could destroy such a limud, they don't have ruach chayim, ve'ein darkon leilech ulahazik, and they don't go and be mazik. How can you compare them to Shoyer? So you see that you cannot extend the limud from one to another if ruach chayim is not common, if darkon leilech olahazik is not common. So how can you learn from avnei sakinu and masor? How can you learn the case of Shoy. From Shoy, how can you learn Avdus Sakinu Masoy? V'achinami Avdus Sakinu Masoy de lo afkirinu harei ichlulu bahanach pirchi. And in fact, Avdus Sakinu Masoy, which are not hefker, are included in such in these questions. Elo vaday de iker ayalfuso lechayiv de Avdus Sakinu Masoy gam lerav hi mishoyr uboyr beyachad. Rav must therefore agree that Avnei Sakinu and Masor is learnt not from Shor alone, but from a synthesis of Shor and Bor. That has to be. Uchemoshe Kosfu Kein Harishonim Lehedi. Ela. The Sefirah, so what's the Machlokes? That means both Rav and Shmuel hold that for Avnei Sakinu and Masor you need to learn from Shor and Bor. Ela, the Sefirah Lele Rav, the Acharei the Yalfin and Mibor. But Rav holds that after it has been learned from Bor, l'chayev gam be'en darku le'lechul hazik, to be chayev even if it's en darku le'lechul hazik, chozo din avnei sakinu masoy shelo yifkirun liyus kamo shoy. Then we classify avnei sakinu masoy in the class of shoy. The Torah shoy bu v'loy Torah bo. And the halachas of shoy apply to it and not the halachas of Bor. So we use the combination of shoy and Bor to learn the general chiyuv. If we didn't have the synthesis of Shor and Bor, we would not be able to create the general Chiyuv. So we now know that there is a Chiyuv for Avnei Sakinu and Masor. Now I know that there is a Chiyuv, I've got to decide which class does it belong to. And that we can't have a synthesis. There we've got to make one. Says Rav, Shor. Why Shor? Because it's his mom. And that's the essence of Shor. Umemela, now that I've classified it as Shor, the Chayavu Gamala Kelim, then Rav will hold that you're Chayav by Kelim as well. The Ptur Kelim Toli Rak Be'etzem Hashem Shel HaMazik, because the Ptur of Kelim depends on the definition of the Mazik. Im Shem Shorbe or Shem Boirolov. Whether it subscribes to the definition of Shor or of Boir. Not from where you learn it. That's not what's important. What's important is how it is defined. V'kivan de la'achara yalfusa kol takolo de la'afkira k'shoiruhi l'rav v'tura shoirolo. And since after the Yalfuso, any takolo, which is not hefker, any stumbling block in the Shus HaRabim, which is not hefker, has the din of Shor according to Rav, and the halochas of Shor, al kein mechayev olo gam al kelim, therefore we've got to be mechayev for kelim as well. V'lo ichbas lan, and we are not at all concerned, ma dechiyuv o nilmad gam mibor, that the general chiyuv has been deduced from a synthesis of Shor and Bor as well. The mikol mokom ptur kelim shum egzeres hakosuv. For however, the ptur of kelim which is egzeres hakosuv neemar rak al bor. That is stated only for bor. V'loy al elu shesoyf kolsov yesh ben tura shor. And not on these which really subscribe to the definition of shor. And as I've written. V'zeh loshon harimi gash b'tshuvos of simen kufa in dalet. And the following is the wording of the rimi gash in his tshuva. Af agav de bein ki chashvus lu boiru bein de chashvus lu shoir, and I asked the Rimigash, what nafkimine is it whether you regard Avnei Sakinu Masor as shoir or boir? Ho konafik dine b'me'atzad. The fact is, you learn it from both. B'chayovin niu, and whatever it is, they're chayiv in both cases. Afilu hachi nafkimine lechiyuv be'odom v'kelim. That says the Rimigash, there is a nafkimine. That is whether odom and kelim is going to be chayiv or not. Because if you regard them as chayev because they are boir, loy mechayev bu odom bekelim, then odom bekelim will not be chayev. The I chashvus lu dechiyuvinu machmas shoyer, and if you will consider them as being chayev because of shoyer, shehu mamoinoi, which is your property, mechayev bu odom bekelim, then odom bekelim will be chayev ad kan lo shoyne. Harei says the briskerov lehedya, you see clearly midivrei harimigash. That as far as the principal limud is concerned, leka nafkusa klal ben Rav l'Shmuel. There is no nafkimine between Rav and Shmuel. Rak de pligi im la'achar ayalfuso mishoyr uvoyr. The machlokes is only if after the limud from shoyr and boyr together, then whether Torah shoyr behu or Torah boyr, they both agree that it then must be classified under the heading of one av. The machlokes is which is the av under which they're classified. Rav says, Shor, and Shmuel says Boir. The nafkimine lifter Odom v'kelim, and the nafkimine between them is whether Odom v'kelim will be chayiv or not. Behind the kemoshi kusav, and that's as we discussed. So that's the Brisker Rov's answer to the Pnei Yeshua's kasha. Now let's learn the Tosfos. Keep your Brisker Rov open, and now let's learn the Tosfos. Mishoyru lamadnu. What does it mean that we've learned this from Shoyru? Hainu keren. It must be keren. This which Rav says that Avnei Sakinu in Masoy is Shoyru, he means keren. The Shein v'regel pturim b'rishus harabim. Can't be Shein v'regel because they're potter b'rishus harabim. Uve Avnei v'sakinu ein lechalek bein tamus l'mu'adus. And in the case of Avnei and Sakinu, there is no chiluk between tam and muad. The loyshayach lechalek yela bevali chayim, because that chiluk applies only by animals. You can't make that chiluk by inanimate objects. Vim toima, ask Tosfos. Heichi goma mishor. How can you learn from shor? Ma lishor shekein bal chay v'kavonos lahazik. Shor is bal chay and it's kavonos lahazik. How can you learn bor from there? Mufarish Rashbam, answers the Rashbam, the asi mi bor v'shor mi me'atzad. You've got to learn it from that, which the Brisker Rov referred to already. He said all the Rishonim learn it. There's no, you can't get away from that. You've got to learn it from Bor as well. The Kamon Gabi Atzad Ashovet Yikomer Abayli Tzui Avne V'Sakine Loi Goras Il Rav Do Amakul Mishor Olamad No Hainu Shor. Leave that aside, because that we learn further on in the Gemara. The Rav Atishapi De Meme Atzad Asi Kedipi Rashis Aval Koshi. Petos has asked the Kasha and he remains with the Kasha. Kiven De Mi Bor Nami Yali Lifot Roi Buhu Kelim. Since we're learning from Boer as well, not only from Shor but also from Boer, Lifteru Behu Kalim Kaboer, then Kalim should be Potter as in Boer. Ula Kamon Ba Aminiach Mechayev Behu Rav Kalim Gabi Nishber Kadoi. And further on in Aminiach, we see that you're Chayev for Kalim. Even Rav holds that you're Chayev for Kalim. How can you be chayav for kelim if it's been learned in part from Boer? So according to the Brisker Rov, of course, that's not a kasha. We've already answered that. But why doesn't Tosfos see it that way? What is the machlekes? The Brisker Rov goes on to deal with Tosfos now. V'hinei b'Tosfos b'vav kamedav gimel cholkim al ze. Tosfos is cholik. V'hikshu, they ask. The Rav do Amar Kulu Mishor Lamadu LePerush Rashbam Dati Miboyer V'Shor B'Me'atzad Dim Kain D'Miboyer Nami Yolif Lifteru Buhi Kelim Kaboyer Ayin Sham B'Divreim Harei D'Sviru La Tosfos. You see that the Tosfos holds the Im Ach Hayalfuso Hu Gam Miboyer. Even if only the Alfuso includes Boyer, Av She Avnu Sakinu Masoy Be'Atzman Toira Shor Olay. Even though according to Rav they are classified with shor, v'loitzoy as bor, and they are not considered bor. Mikol mokom, nevertheless, since they are learnt out of bor, torich liyos p'tur bohem on this kekelim. They've got to be potu for kelim. V'haynu k'ashito hashniya shuvo berosh b'shem yesh magdolim. And that is the other shita in the Rosh. You remember the Rosh brought two shitas on this very question. The chol d'asi b'me'atzad yavin alei akal shibishneim. The Rosh brought a view with which he disagreed, that anything which is learnt with a me'atzad has to have the din of the kula of both the limudim. The synthesis must be expressed in the halachas as well as the alfusa, according to the Rosh, and that's the way that the Brisker Rov has learned through the sugya. The synthesis is only in the limud of the general principle, but once you've established it as a general principle, it must be classified as one or another av. And once classified, it has the halachas of that av exclusively. Not so according to Tosfos. If it has been learnt from more than one av, it must contain the halachas of both of the others. That's the machlokes. The efsha lechayev es hanilmad yisa me'amalamed. Because Tosfos holds you cannot be mechayev the deduced more than that from which it has been deduced. V'af bidvorim shipturun b'tzad gzeres hakosuv. And even though the p'tur is because of the gzeras hakosuv, not because of the essential principle, gam kein hadin kein, the halacha remains the same. This is a little bit different to the way we wanted to learn originally. We wanted to say that the machlokes revolves around where the specific halachas come from. According to the Brisker Rov, the specific halachas are gzeiros hakosuv attached to the definition. We have to define. Once we have defined, then automatically certain gzeiros hakosuvs attached to that are. Whereas we wanted to say Tosfos hold that these halachas, these specific halachas, are learnt out as a result of the peculiarities of their essence. It's because a boer is it's because a boer is eino hilechu mazik, for example, that there's a ptur of adam v'kelim. It's because an eish is kach achem urav boy that there's a ptur of tumah. The Briskerov doesn't get onto that. He says everybody agrees it's a gzeiros hakosuv. The question is, what is the gzeiros hakosuv attached to? To what you learned it out from? Is the gzeiros hakosuv attached to the essence, to the av, and therefore anything learnt out from that av must contain the gzeiros hakosuv? Or is the gzeiros hakosuv attached at the end? Once you finish learning it out, then you attach the gzeiros hakosuv. That's the difference. Do you attach the gzeiros hakosuv from the very beginning and it remains attached through the whole process and you can never get rid of it? It's attached to boer, and now if you're going to make a new pudding out of boer, then it's going together with the boer comes its gzeiros hakosuv and you can't get rid of it. Or are we going to say no, boer stands on its own, shor stands on its own? You've got to decide whether it's chayiv or not. Once you've decided whether it's chayiv, you've got to decide whether it is shor or boer. Having decided whether it's shor or boer, you can now decide which gzeiros hakosuv to attach to. That's how the Brisker Rov learns it. Yes, every toldo has to fall under one of the four of us. At the end of the day, you've got to classify it with one of the four of us. Yeah, according to Brisker Rov, that's clear. Every and the Pnei Yeshua, but every toldo has to, it can't remain a hybrid. You can use the hybrid principle in order to establish the initial chiyuv, but having done so, you've got to classify it with one of the obvious, not more than one. That's the whole pshat in the Mishnah of lo yiri'izeh, ki yiri'izeh. Each one is different and has its own properties.
It's interesting that the way they attach to the one
name is the primary feature of it. That we're going to come to the Pnei Yeshua, right. V'chein ha-mevua b'divrein b'daf hei gabi kishar izbol b'inayu as yakudu b'me'atzad, that's further on. Just go down a few lines of the Brisker Rov. And according to the shita of the Rosh and the Rimigash, yesh loymar, one can say, the gam im loy havuksivi ovus nezikin behedye, that even if the ovus nezikin would not have been stated specifically in the posuk, rak havu gemiri mi boi v'chad mehanech, but would have been learnt out, as we see on Daf Hei, they can indeed be learnt out from Boer and one other. Gam ken hoyo chayev bo en al kelim, there would still be a chiyuv on kelim. The loy potra toira kelim rak bevoy veloy b'mash eino boer, because the ptur of kelim is only on Boer itself and not on something which is not Boer by definition. Ulinyan chiyuv shapir avi alfinim mi boer v'chad me'anaf b'me'atzad. The general chiyuv we could well have learnt from Boer and one other. The chiyuv nezikin toli rak b'darku lazik u'shmiroso alecho. The general chiyuv of nezikin depends only on these two factors: darku lahazik and shmiroso alecho. V'chol shedarku lahazik u'shmiroso alecho, anything which normally damages and which you are responsible for, mechayev af she'ein aloy boi v'loy esh. You chayev even though it's not boi or not esh. That already creates a chiyuv. U'mishim zeh avu mechayev kol adalat avas nezikin. And therefore we could have created chiyuvim for all the four nezikin even if they weren't mentioned. But the ptur of kelim, which is attached to the definition boir, ze eino rak bevoir, that ptur applies only to boir, the loy bishar ovis nezikin, and not to other ovis nezikin, av shechiyuv nilmad miboir, even though their general chiyuv has been learnt out of boir, kivan desof kol sof einan boir, because at the end of the day they are not boir, rak bechayiv mishum de darkon hazik ushmiros olecho. Ela da'atoyz v'svilo lekashito ashniyo. But Tosfos holds like the other view, the after bedvorim shipturim migzeras hakosuv, shipturon migzeras hakosuv, even those things where the ptur is because of migzeras hakosuv, such as kelim, gam ken ein lechayev esanil mad yosu me'amelamid, v'zeu shikshu kanal. And that's the cause for Tosfos' kasha. That's the Brisker Rov Shita in the whole sugya. And we see him using his original Yesod, which he developed on Daf Beis, to explain Pshat in the Gemara on Daf Gimel Amud Beis in the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos here. Comes the question now, if that's so, that Shor is learnt, that even Avnei Sakin and Masor is a Toldo and it's Koyotsebo of Shor, even though there's no Ruach Chaim, and even though it's not Darkul Hazik, comes the question, as Barry says, firstly, that means that you're making it, you're attaching it to an Av to which it bears little resemblance. And secondly, why did the Gemara trouble in the earlier sugyas to go through the whole thing of Ma Shor Kavanos Lahazik, Af Haninami Kavanos Lahazik? Ma Regel Darko Bekacho, Hezeko Motsui, Haninami Hezeko Motsui. What difference does it make? We see that even where they don't resemble one another, they're considered Kuyetsu Bohen. In other words, what determines Taka whether it's Kuyetsu Bohen or not? What are the Klolim? Now we've thrown a whole lot of confusion into it. Up till now we thought that the properties have to be similar. If the properties are similar, the halachas are similar. Now we're finding that the properties don't have to be similar. That even with unsimilar properties, you can have a Tolda belonging to a particular Av, and it's considered Kuyetzibah. That's the second half of the Pnei Yeshua. Do you remember how the Pnei Yeshua deals with that? That's the second half of the Pnei Yeshua. Let's have a look inside at the second half. Does anybody need photostats of the Pnei Yeshua? You haven't even got the second part, so we didn't do the second half. That's right. Who needs second pages? Who else needs second pages? Start Sata Shlumin. Got it? Yeah. So this is on Omud Dalad Amud Beis of the Pnei Yeshua. No, it's not. It's on the Gimel Amud Beis of the Pnei Yeshua. The Dibur HaMaschil is Big Moro, Firush Rashi, V'ila Rav Doma, Kulu Mishur Olam Adma. Is that a Pnei Yeshua you've got there? You've got in bottom. My goodness, how tiny. Can you read? Can you manage it? From the second line of that page already. Because he gives the process, he goes into more detail in the process than the Brisker Rov went into. The end of the first line there. V'kivan de'israbu le'ikerat hashlumin. And once we have learned that there is a principle of general chiyuv, same as the Brisker Rov has just said, amrin, and then we say, memela, as a consequence, shekol toldo, every toldo, yeshlo lihidomois al kolponim yose lo'yose ov, sheshove lo tzas yose mila'av ache. Every toldo must be found to resemble one av a little bit more than any other av. Even though that Tolda does not possess all the qualities of the Av, there must be some similarity more towards that Av than the others. And use this rule, because this is the way that all the poskim handle the Me'atzad on Daf Dalad. where we have these hybrids from two types of nezikin. So if you're learning a hybrid, it cannot be absolutely equal to any av. Because the fact is, you need a me'at tzad. If you need a me'at tzad, it shows that they're not similar to anyone. Because there is a pircha for any single one. Now you remember, we had difficulty with that. We didn't know how we were going to handle these hybrids. What are they toldos of? Is there such a thing as a toldo of two avs? We wanted to analyze. But Tnei Yeshua says, no, there's no such thing as a toldo of two avs. Since we say that the second one will be mechiach, it's rabu b'me'at tzad, and we are able to include that toldo using the me'at tzad, le'ikira tashlumin, for the general principle of the chiyuv tashlumin, then that new toldo which we've just established goes back to its original place, le'oysoy of sheshova le'yose, to that av which it originally appeared, which it was originally closer to. Kegoyin avnoy ma'asoy shenichem b'rosh gago, for example, Avnei Masoy v'sakino shenichem b'rosh gago, which they put at the top of the roof, v'heziku b'ruach mitzuyo, and they fell down in a normal kind of wind and caused damage, shenilmedes lekamen b'me'atzad mibor v'esh, which is learned further on from a combination of bor v'esh. V'afilach, nevertheless, loy patrinen bo tomun k'moy bo'esh. We don't give it the tur of tomun as we would in esh. Elochezeres ledine bor af l'chumre, but it goes back for bor even l'chumre, kivan sheshove lo yose. Since it is more similar to Bo than any other one, have a look at the Rosh inside Barichus. So the Pnei Yeshua is learning like the Shitas HaRosh, not like the Shitas HaTosfos. So that's the same as the Briskerov. He's just explained the process in greater detail. Now, Vim Kain, Al Korchot, therefore we've got to say the following. Ma'ashe Hutzroch Lahakshus Le'el Ma'ishno. Why then did the Gemara have to analyze in the previous sugya in each case Maishno? What is this different to that? And this is Kavanos Lazik, and that's Kavanos Lazik. Lichoiro, that is all irrelevant now. No, says the Pnei Yeshua, Hainu Mishum Din Loikein. For if we were unable to find a common quality between those toldos and their others, Loihoyo Meitse Ba'isa Toldo, in those particular toldos, the Gemara would have been unable to find Shum Malo Mashiyesh Ba'achas Mikol Ovis, any quality which exists in any av. Take Negifo or Revitzo. If it weren't that in Negifo there was a Kavanosu Lahazik, there would be no other similarity to any other av, says the Pnei Yeshua, because you don't learn that from a me'atzad. If you learned it from the outside, then you'll find if it's not compared in this way, it's compared in another way. But it has to be comparable in one way, and the Gifu would be uncomparable to Kerin in any way if there wasn't Kavanos Lazik, or uncomparable to any other Av. Do you follow that? Or, according to Rav, why not just Mamoina? The fact is it's Mamoina. So we would have a kash on that. We would be able to say then, but it's not Kavanos Lahazik. So we would have to say, what will be Yuchiyach? So we'd have to say, Bor Yuchiyach. So we say, but Bor is Eino Hilech Mazik, or something like that. Bor is Eino Hilech Mazik. Kirin Yuchiyach. From Mamona, we could have the general chiyuv. We could have the general chiyuv of Darkei Lahazik Ushmiroson Alecho. So therefore, you would be chayuv. Now, can it be compared to Kerin? Says the Pnei Yeshua, no. It would have to be Kavanos Lazik. Without Kavanos Lazik, it cannot be compared to Kerin. If Avnei Sakin and Masor can be Kerin, why can that not be Kerin? Let's go further on and see what he says. Duk betishkach, if you think carefully, you'll find it. Kegoy negifo neshicho. Ilav de ka'oma shedoyme lekeren shekavanosu lahazik. Were it not that it was the same as Keren in as much as was kavanosu lahazik, loy matzinu loyem shum milo. We would not find any milo, sharei ein anole ezekon, because there's not anole ezekon, kumo shein, vein ezekon motso kumo regel, vein asiyosu lenezek, kumo bor, vein muedis ledvorim shenon ruiloyim, kumo haish. Therefore, from where would we be mechayev if it weren't kavanos lahazik? Lekach porich maishno kerim. V'imkein doime lekerim. V'chein b'chol anid parich maishno. Hainu kedei limtsoi laha toldo, that is to find in the toldo shum mailo, something which one of the others has. Duk v'timtso, she'en lo shum toldo, shum mailo me'av echos, elo me'av shelo. In those toldos listed in that sugya, you will not find any toldo possessing a mailo other than the mailo of its own av. Lekach porich maishno bekulo, mash'en kin kan porich ha'shah shapir ila rav doma kulo mishoiru lamadlu, hainu shor. Here you don't have to go through that. Enachidami, you have to say, buried it according to Rav. Taka, you don't have to go through the process. According to Rav, Mamoina would be sufficient. That's why here we don't go through the process. That's what the Pesach was saying. That was the original Kasha. According to Rav, why do we just say, Hainu Shor? What about Kavanos Lazik? Rav, who holds that Mamoina is a quality of Shor, doesn't have to go through the process of Maishno. You might ask, good, so we can establish that Avnei Sakino and Maso is a tolda of Shor, but it's Eino Kiyetzebo, Kiman Sheino Doimelo, because it's not similar to Shor. It's Ein Kavanos Lahazik, and it's Ein Boruach Chaim. Bikol Makom Harayu Doimelo Bor Shitchilas Asiyos Nezik. The Masik Besomuch. Nevertheless, that is compared to Bor, which is Tchilas Asiyos Nezik. And that part of it, even Rav handles it, it does have the quality of bur. He considers it more like shor than like bur, because it's mom and bailim deloy afkere. Because in that case we say correctly, bor yochiach, that bor proves it. Since it's included for the ikir tashlumin from a combination of shor and bor, he's gone through an interesting process. Ask the player, Yeshua, good, I understand that it's a tolda of shor. Why is it a tolda of shor? Because it's mom and bailim. But nevertheless, ask the player, Yeshua, it should be lav kiyetzibo, because it doesn't have the same properties. Says the player, Yeshua, its properties are irrelevant, since bur is used to learn it out. Why? Because how do we go? We start with shor, we say this is shor. I will ask, but ein bur rachayim. So we say bor yochiach, and therefore there's an absolute chiyuv. Now that there's an absolute chiyuv, we've got to decide where it belongs. Where does it belong? Shor. Why does it belong to shor? Because it's mamoina. Once it belongs to shor because it's mamoina, that means that it has all the halachas of shor. Otherwise, it doesn't belong to shor. Once you can classify it with one of the others, it must have all the halachas of that. And this means once you come to this type of limud, then you get to a situation which means that you're not going to find the tolda which is lav kiyetzibo. If we have said that every tolda has to be classified with an av, and we have said that once classified with an av, it is like that av for all its halachas, that means we will never find the tolda which is lav kiyetzibo. And that's where the Gemara is holding right now. This whole process of the Gemara is going through is not to go by a process of elimination to try and find it. The Gemara is showing through the principles that the concept of a lav kiyetzibo is non-existent. It is kerim. That's what I said. It is kerim. It must be specified as kerim. Every tolda must be classified ultimately with one av. Which av? The av that the Tano or the Amoiro feels that it belongs to most closely. Rav feels that the most important element of shor is mamoina. Now it's true that you can't learn avnei sakiru masur from shor alone, because ein boru achaim and ein kavanos lahazik. So you need bor to help you in the limud. But now that I've used bor to teach me that it's chayiv, now so I know that avnei sakiru masur is a nezek. If it's a nezik, I just have to decide where does it fit. And I say mamoino means that it fits with shor. Once it fits with shor, it has all the halachas of shor. So it cannot be love to yitzibur. Right. No, you wouldn't know that you're chayev, he wants to say. The Pnei Yeshua wants to say you wouldn't know that you're chayev. Why wouldn't you know that you're chayev? He wants to say that it doesn't have the properties of anything other than shur, than kerim. It doesn't have the property of bo. For example, boer is only Bereshus Harabim, but Nekifa, Keren isn't. Boer, he feels that all those listed, all those toldos listed, could not have been learned by Me'atzad. They have to be learned from one only. And that's why it was essential to find the exact duplicate of the Av in that toldo. Because if there isn't a precise duplicate, you need a Me'atzad. And in those cases, the Pnei Yeshua hold, there wouldn't have been a Me'atzad. No, that's Rav. According to Rav, Enachanami, Mamoincha would be sufficient.
And even according to Rav, while the Islam is
Keren. Now, once it's Mamoincha, then it's Keren already automatically. Oh, I see. It could be regular. So it's sure in general. How come it's regular? Enachanami, to decide the Turim of that particular case. Right. Oh, that's what the Gemara says. That is the kash of the Gemara. When the Gemara says, "Hey Chidami, what is a case of love kiyotze bohem?" What the Gemara is in fact saying is that the principles of Ovis and Toldos result in a situation where there cannot be a love kiyotze bohem. No, what is the maskon of the Gemara? Halacha l'moshe b'sinah. You're quite right. There isn't a case that we could work out ourselves. There's a halacha l'moshe b'sinah. On Sinai, Moshe was given one exception. But using our own logic, Taka, we would never have created a case which is love for Yitzhak. If somebody hurt themselves on Avnus HaKinah Masor? No, Tosfos said already that Muad is not applicable, Tam and Muad is not applicable by an inanimate object. That's what Tosfos would just mean. No? Well, so what did Tosfos say? That by Avnus HaKinah Masor, the distinction between...
It's not a
good, it'll be a Nezek Sholem. So even though it's Keren, it'll be Nezek Sholem. Right? But that, according to Rav, is the overriding factor in Shor. That's what makes the Shor, that is what is unique to Shor. What we should analyze actually as well is, according to Rav, who holds that Avnei Sakinun Masor is Shor, because the Iker Bashor is Mamoincha, that Rambam, remember the Rambam that said, Kol Bal Chai, and so on, is that only according to Shmuel or is that according to Rav as well? Shmuel holds that Avnei Sakinun Masor is not sure. So according to Shmuel, the Rambam's clear. Is the Rambam in fact paskening like Shmuel, or could Rav go along with that Rambam? That's one of the things we have to look at as a consequence of this understanding in Rav. And the Pnei Yeshua ends with saying, "V'zeh nistale gam ken tmi as tois v'shikshu delifter bo kelim kim and asibe me'atzad mishor revo." Hi, tois was asked, "Let kelim be potus since it comes from a me'atzad of shor and bo." Out of the fi mashik kasad, "Ma'ati shapir ali b'dil kase kaskomos kol apolskim v'dukin ofim." So he also says, the Pnei Yeshua also says, the kash of tois has been removed, and this is the way most of the poskim learn. But we need to remember that tois doesn't learn that way. That's the machloek is tois and the rest.
I'm supposed to learn that the Gemara says, according to Shmuel Hainu, the Gemara and the Torah is Hainu, Hainu short. Hainu short, it is short. It says, why do I have to
be at Gmeatzad, Shurim, born and finished. Why do I have to say Hanu Shurim, Hanu Shurim?
Well, you can ask more than that. You can ask, what is the machlokes Rav and Shmuel according to Tosfos?
Yeah.
What is the machlokes Rav and Shmuel according to Tosfos? Is the machlokes Rav and Shmuel according to Tosfos? Both hold that it's learned from both, and therefore both will hold that you've got to be potter kelim as well. So what's the nafkamina going to be? I don't know. That's what we need to look at. I don't know. According to Tosfos. What two things do you mean? And according to Shmuel, it's only Bor. According to Shmuel, it's only Bor. So according to, so what will be the nafkamina?
Because it fell off of the roof. You can say it.
No, that's no problem. It's not fell off the roof. We're not talking about fell off the roof. So stand by Mr. Fina Masur. It's only Bor according to Shmuel. So what will be in according? What will be? What will the Shor add to it if Muad and Tam doesn't make any difference and it's Kerin? What will be the Nafkimina by? If it's Bor, it will be Potter B'Kelim. So according to both of them, it's Potter B'Kelim. So what does Shor add to it if not the Chatzi Nezik? The fact that it's not only in Rishus Arabim. That's the fact that it's not only in Rishus Arabim. According to Shmuel, only in Rishus Arabim. Whereas according to Rav, it can be in Rishus Ayofid as well, because it's Shur. Maybe, but not, no, according to Rav, not. You're going to use the Kula of both. If he's Mafkir, the Rishus, it's not going to be Mafkir, it's Rishus, not Stamazeh. But even then it won't help us, because what is the Tosfos holds, you're going to give the Kula of both. So if it comes from Shur and Bur, and Bur is only Rishus Arabim, then it will have to be only Rishus Arabim as well. I think I can't think of enough Kamina according to Tosfos between Rav and Shmuel. Can't think of enough gemina between Rav and Shmuel according to Tosfos. That's probably, I think we've got to learn that way. That's part of his kasha. In that case, what is Rav's chidush? He doesn't get away from the p'tur of kelim. I think we've got to learn that is the kasha of Tosfos. That's how to put together the Briskerov and the Pnei Yeshua. The whole Biskrob is not to explain Rashi. The whole Biskrob is to explain the Rambam and Shita Sarosh. Rabbi Migash, he doesn't answer that question on Rashi. With the original Kasha, the way we learned in Rashi, we came out a little bit. The way we learned in Rashi, we came out with a bit of a Havona in it. And if one of the things that we can say is on the whole question of whether on that machlokes that's brought in the chakira that's brought in the Rebbe Zalman, of whether there's or certainly in the Chassam Sofer, the question of whether there's isur or not involved, that could be that Rashi says that it's told the Lagabi isur. chiyuv shmira, and if you aren't shomer, you are out. You've been over an isur. Others could hold either way, but Rashi, it would seem clear, would hold that it's, that there's an isur. Maybe. And in fact, the Briskerov does hold that. The Briskerov, my brother told me when we met him overseas, that the Briskerov proves that it must be mono, it can't be isur. That could be why he's left with a kasha on Rashi. Yeah. I think what we're going to do now is learn Mondays and Thursdays. Is that okay with everybody? Kaseli will go. We'll have shurim twice a week. Sundays and Thursdays. And we'll carry on with Hashem. On Thursday, we'll carry on with the next piece of Gemara.